Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Ripper Podcast, recorded live on December 22nd, 2017. I'm on your host, Joel Ricky. What are you laughing at?
It's not recorded live. It's live for us.
It is. That's yes, what I mean.
So we'll run with that.
Hey, look, they don't know that, do they? You're popping this out of the six, correct?
I don't know what's happening.
Well, there you go.
That's not breaking.
It is live.
Oh, God.
I'm also joined with Mitch Drake.
Hi.
Jordan Sellers.
Hello.
And Adam Sackley.
Hello.
How are we all doing? Good. Rather than, you know, making a fool of me.
I'm just impressed you didn't mess up on the 22th in the script. Because I didn't change TH to second.
Oh, gosh. You know what? I didn't actually notice that. So
wonderful. Wonderful. I'm kinda glad. Just know what the date is.
So we aren't recording live. So do I need to really say that? But
No,
we've already acknowledged it twice.
Yes. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Coming up the show, we'll be talking about Troll Stream Game, the Game Awards 2017, Dr. Disrespect controversy. But first, what are we playing this week, guys?
Well,
does Jordan want to go first?
Yeah, we'll go with Jordan.
Okay, well, if you didn't know, it was my birthday yesterday.
Yes, oh, happy birthday, Jordan.
Thank you. We need to do a replay. Special for everyone's birthday, I think.
Never.
Just an hour long where the birthday boy just opens presents.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Just Steam gifts.
Steam gifts and loot boxes.
Yes. But yes, I was lucky enough to be gifted with a Nintendo Switch. So
you're in my camp now.
Yes, I'm in Mitchell's territory.
Wow.
But yeah, so... I haven't played it that much yet, but Mario Rabbids, Mario Karts, and LA Noire are the games that I own currently.
I do want to get all three of those.
Oh, really?
I own none of them, and I'm very interested to hear how you go with them.
This is you would talk so much crap about Mario Rabbids.
I don't like the idea.
But
really
when you
don't.
Play that game, it's actually really damn fun. I'll have to get you to try it after the show.
Yeah, I will have to try it, because I'm probably just going to buy it. Because they recently released multiplayer competitive instead of co-op.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I would even be okay with co-op to see how that works.
Yeah, it would be very, very good.
But yeah, so that's going to be me for the next few weeks, I think.
Are you going to get Zelda?
Sorry?
Are you going to get Zelda?
Eventually.
Zelda is a priority for that console.
Yeah. I know, but... I kind of...
You know, but everyone keeps saying it, but you're just like...
I'm definitely going to play it, okay? But I really want to play Odyssey first, I think.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. It's probably more your style of game.
Yeah.
I'd say. And it is excellent.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Yeah. Not biased at all.
No.
Are you do the same thing Mitch did, where you go through every single star or every single moon on every single level?
I don't know. I'll see how much I like the game and how... I get.
Oh, you'll like the game, I promise you. You will like the game.
You can do a challenge, like the no jump challenge?
No.
Okay. Don't do that.
I'm just going to play it the way Nintendo wants me to and do it that way. But yeah, that and PUBG 1.0 is now.
Yes, it is
finally
out. Yes.
I played a little bit of that last night, so it's now officially left early access.
It officially left early access
and the servers crashed immediately. Yeah. But it's a lot nicer now. It runs so good. I don't know if you played it yet, Joel, but...
Yeah, I have.
It's nice.
It looks great. It looks
And is wonderful. It running well on your new computer?
Yes, the computer is hooked up now.
Woo!
Finally, even though it's been sitting in my room dormant for,
Now you can run Overwatch again.
Yeah. I know, I can do that.
You're like, I don't really want to, but I can.
I feel like I haven't played it for so long that it's kind of like a...
Even
I don't want to play it.
I haven't touched Overwatch in a few months.
Yeah, I think it's more or less the whole hype for Overwatch is kind of like gone.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I think we'll see what happens when the OWL starts back up.
Yeah.
People might start getting interested in it again.
Mm. Yeah.
Especially if we start talking about it, you might join back in.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, I feel like pooping some people. Just hopping over work.
Jesus. But yeah,
whoa, jackpot.
I've been playing League of Legends, PUBG, and I've been playing a lot of indie dungeon crawler style games.
So what was that D&D inspired thing? Divinity 2?
Divinity 2, yeah. Yes.
After you told me about that, I went and bought the original Divinity Collection on Steam.
Okay.
And they are excellent.
Yes. Mm. I recommend Divinity 2.
I will get
to it. I would love for you to get it because you can play it co-op the game.
Still don't know if my computer could run it, but we'll see what happens.
I haven't played it yet, but on the new computer, but I really want to because the last time I played, there's a certain part in the game where there's just fire everywhere. Oh, and my laptop ran about like 3 FPS.
Oh, wow.
And I just want to go back there and see how much
how it like, actually is intended to look, yeah.
Because if PUBG runs at 70 frames per second, then it's just going to like...
Are you on high settings on PUBG or have you got like your mix, like your viewing distance on low and all that kind of stuff?
I've got like the my mate told me like the certain thing, how you're it's good to be set up.
Yeah.
Where some things are on high, a lot of things are on very low.
Yeah.
Just for like a advantage in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do. You put view distance on ultra, like very low, so you only see player models in the distance. You don't see all the foliage and stuff like that.
That's clever.
Yeah. It's evil that's so...
I'm interested to see what happens in that game with the Xbox players starting to come in, because you won't be able to do that.
Xbox looks, no, you won't. Have you seen the Xbox?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Have you seen what it looks like on Xbox?
I've seen reviews and YouTube reviews and stuff, and people say that it does not go down well.
It looks terrible. So when you jump in, when you land, none of the buildings have loaded yet. They're all like mesh-looking things. You can't walk into them. So you got to wait for a few seconds for that to load.
Wow.
The biggest issue there is if you're on the normal Xbox, you're running about like 20 frames per second.
The whole time.
And the Xbox One X is about 30 frames per second.
Yeah.
The whole time. There's no 60 frames, nothing looking good.
They're still on the pre-release version though, aren't they, on Xbox? They didn't go to 1.0, I don't think.
With crossplay, I think they would have had to.
There's no crossplay.
Oh, well then. Yeah.
I thought that would be on the 1.0. Because I think that was the whole thing with the Video Game Awards, where it was 1.0 release. This is going to be released out here, and Xbox is going to be released at the same time.
Oh, okay. I'm not too sure. But it's still an Xbox game preview, so...
Okay.
It's out of early access on PC, but still in early access on console.
Okay.
Which is... Yeah.
That's what I've been playing. How about you, Adam?
Pretty much just League of Legends this week. I haven't really had the... I had the feeling to play anything else, just getting home at night and just playing some rank fives. Joel's also been playing with us this week as our new support. It's been working extremely well.
Mm-hmm. Who'd you kick out to replace?
Well, we didn't really have a fifth member. We sort of had four solid, and we're always like after that fifth every night.
Yeah.
And then, we're like, oh, Joel, you want to play? Because we need the support.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know just the guy.
there were already in talks last night about kicking me out anyway, so...
Oh, which dude? Did you let him down?
They were like, you know, we have another support if Joel doesn't want to be here, so we kind of can just get him in. So I'm kind of just a fill. Not a guarantee.
He's a substitute.
I did defend Joel. I'm like, mate, we're not going to get anyone better than Joel.
Oh, dear.
And you, Mitch?
Me? Been playing a bit more Heroes of the Storm. I've been tackling Xenoblade Chronicles still only about 30 hours into that game, and it's still tutorials. and I obviously picked up and started playing with the new Zelda DLC to get the robot horse.
Yeah.
What's in the new Zelda DLC? Because I saw it at the Video Game Awards, that whole thing.
It's so just more.
I saw a motorbike.
Yeah. Do you have to pay extra for the DLC?
No. Well, you buy the DLC and it's a pack. Like you can only buy a season pass.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And it's like
how much is a season pass?
$20.
Yeah. And you get both the DLC.
And they said that there's going to be five, and it's released this date. So you know what you're getting.
So these are the first two DLC of the five?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is good. Like $20 for five DLC. Yeah. And the DLC actually have a lot of like game time in them.
Oh, yeah. And the game itself it doesn't feel like it's parts of the game that were left out.
Yeah. It generally feels like extra content.
Okay. So what is added? So there's a horse, you said. There's a motorbike. But like, so you get a motorbike. New map? Is there a new dungeon?
There's new dungeons. There's new story, backstory to all of the characters. I think there's some flashback sequences. I've only just started into it because I haven't beaten Ganon yet.
Okay.
I'm saving that because I've done everything else.
Yeah.
And I'm just wandering around doing these side quests, getting all this armor and stuff.
So you're doing everything first before you finish the game?
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Really?
And Ganon was extremely easy because I had like level 4 barbarian armor. I don't know if you've gotten...
I've completed the barbarian set.
Yeah.
I went and got the male... Groudon, Gerudo armor?
Yeah.
And
I'm aiming, the female armor.
Yeah. And the male one.
Oh, the male version.
So that's heat resistance and stuff like that. And I've I'm trying to get this thing that makes you immune to lightning.
Okay. Oh, the helm?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm
yeah,
confused.
Yeah. In Zelda.
No. You choose between male and female armor.
So there's a whole section where there's a town which only women can get into, and you have to cross dress to get in.
Oh, you pretend. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I'm with it now.
Yeah.
You just lost me for a little bit there.
But it's really good. I'm very much enjoying it. And I really want... And at the end, you get the horse motorcycle thing.
Yeah. Is it a horse or a motorcycle?
It's a motorcycle with a horse head. Like the Zelda's... Like Link's Mario Kart cart. But you also get horse armor. So the way horses work in that game is you have to get them out of stables. And if you teleport somewhere, the horse is gone. Like you have to go and find him again in the world.
So you gotta
run everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So what the horse armor has done is allowed you to whistle, and the horse teleports to you.
Okay.
And I immediately did that.
Every kind of like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like every other game. Yeah. It does make exploring a lot more easy because I had never had a horse.
Yeah.
The whole game, I was just walking. Ran. What I would do is I'd use the glider ability to fly up in the air and then just glide across and aim for like big mountains so I could ride down them on the shield. I pretty much just surfed everywhere.
You had a fun exploration.
Oh yeah.
People just ride there. You just slide.
I think you explore more without the horse though, because you're definitely looking at stuff more, whereas if you're on the horse, you're going so fast.
The controls on the horse are a bit shite.
Yeah. I didn't really use the horse much either, except for when I was first getting all the teleport locations.
Yeah.
But then once I got them, I found like, it's only like a 2-minute walk between, places, so I didn't bother with the horse.
So, that's what I've been playing.
Oh, there you go.
So starting off, we have our quiz.
Yes, it's
not just any quiz.
It's Replay Jeopardy.
It's the Replay Jeopardy, so it's the final end of year quiz.
Yes.
So it's the final show.
So it's a culmination of nearly everything we've talked about.
Yes.
For the entirety of the show or entirety of the year?
Entirety of the year.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So what we're going to be discussing is stuff we've discussed on the show this year So for those that don't know, and I've explained it to each of you individually, but for those listening, the way Jeopardy works is it's a grid of 5x5. So 5 categories, which are indies, AAA, controversies, esports, and replay history, or replay AU.
Mm-hmm.
Each of you... So the person that goes first picks a point score and a category, and they then get 5 seconds to answer that.
5 seconds.
Oh boy.
What? And if you do not attempt an answer in the 5 seconds, it opens up to the other two.
Do we lose the points?
You don't lose the points.
Okay, if we don't answer, we don't lose the points.
Yes.
Okay.
But you then just hand the question to the other two, and you've got to buzz in. Your buzzer is your name.
Yep.
Easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you then get the opportunity to answer that. If no one answers it, it's done.
If it's answered incorrectly?
If it's answered incorrectly, you lose the point value.
Okay. Stakes are high.
Are high.
It is.
I kind of just want to
drop the 500 so quickly.
So I've written
you guys fail it and be sitting on zero. You guys are on negative thousands.
I've used a random number generator to assign the first person to go, the person to go first, and it is Adam.
So am I 3 or 1?
What do you mean?
A random. Okay,
you just get to go first.
Okay.
Then if you get the answer correctly,
yep,
you get to choose another one.
Okay.
If you don't, it passes to them. If either of those two,
he can. If he knows everything, he could.
He could just. Yeah.
Cool.
He won't know everything.
I doubt he will. There's no way. But
anything in CS:GO, I'm looking to get.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do CS:GO. All right. You ready for your first question?
I am.
What would you like?
I'm going to go esports for 100.
Esports for 100. And you can't answer the question until after I have finished reading it.
Okay.
Okay. What is the world's most popular esport?
League of Legends.
That is correct. That's 100 points.
So I'm not even sure if
is it League of Legends?
Yes.
I was going to say Dota because they have their championships are worth like more money, but League of Legends is more popular.
Oh, okay.
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 Next.
Esports for 200, please.
I'm actually glad you go through these. I wouldn't touch them.
Esports for 200. The three most popular MOBA games are League of Legends, Heroes of the Storm, and blank.
Dota.
That is incorrect. So you're down to 0. Do either of you two want to go for it?
What was the question again?
The question was...
Would it be negative 100?
No, he got... Oh, it is negative 100. Never mind.
Sorry.
I am good at math. All right. So what are the three most popular MOBA games... Sorry. The three most popular MOBA games are League of Legends, Heroes of the Storm, and blank.
Jeez, I would have said Dota 2.
Jol, I guess.
All right.
Overwatch.
Incorrect. The answer is Dota 2. He said Dota.
Oh, serious?
So Jol is also now negative 200.
Okay, so we've been like super specific.
Not super specific, but God. Because that was... That one I needed that for.
Okay.
All right, since neither of you got it.
That's why I was surprised. I'm like, wait, I'm sure Dota would be in there.
It's
right?
Dota 2,
that's
why I thought it was like a trick one-off thing. Really. Yeah.
All right, so since both of you lost that one, Jordan, you get to ask the next question.
All right, go to go. Replay AU for 500.
Replay AU for 500.
Oh, my God.
Okay. What is the name of the radio show that spawned Replay AU?
The Vixen's Vibe.
Excellent. 500 points to Jordan.
Easy!
Adam, did you know that one?
No.
There you go.
I knew that one.
All right, Jordan, next question.
Yeah, I'm going to go Replay AU for 400.
Replay AU for 400. For how many weeks total did we discuss the microtransaction scandal?
Six.
That is incorrect. You're on 100 points.
Hey, I still got somewhere.
Yep. All right. Either of you two, you got 5, 4.
No, I'm not done.
Okay, the correct answer was 7.
Oh!
6 weeks straight, 7 total.
Oh, my God. Wow.
All right. So because Jordan lost that one, it goes to the next lowest, which is Jol. Jol, what question would you like?
Triple A for 100.
Triple A for 100. Which game this year has you killing Nazis? 3.
Wolfenstein?
That is incorrect.
Jordan!
Yeah, yes, Jordan.
Did I beat Adam there?
I didn't hear Adam at all.
Wolfenstein 2, New Colossus.
That's correct.
Oh, man.
You're at 200.
Would you have taken Wolfenstein 2?
I would have taken Wolfenstein 2.
Oh, man.
All right, Jordan. Not Jordan. No, it is Jordan. Jordan, what's your next one?
Isn't it Adam's turn?
No, she got it
right. Oh, so I got it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is confusing. controversy for 300.
Controversy for 300. How many platforms has The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim been released on?
4.
That is incorrect.
Oh, don't tell me it's 3.
I'm just going to... Oh. I got to go this way. You've got 10, 9... 8, 7, 6.
Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Adam.
6?
That is also incorrect.
Oh my God.
5, 4.
Jol. 5.
That is also incorrect.
It's like 7 in it.
It is exactly 7.
Oh. New words.
So you got both the Xboxes, both the PlayStations, PC, Switch,
and
oh,
PSVR.
I totally forgot about first gen.
I was like, surely that's it.
Oh, no.
I totally forgot about PS4.
Yes.
I know. I'm so sorry. So, Jol got that one incorrect as well. Would you like to know your scores?
Yeah, so it's
minus,
score up.
Minus 600.
Yeah, Joel's at minus 600, Adam's at minus 400, and Jordan's at minus 100. Okay. Which means, Jol, you get to ask the next question.
AAA for 200.
AAA for 200. What is the name of the latest South Park game?
South Park, The Fractured But Whole.
That is correct.
I'm up by points.
Plus 200.
So that is, yeah, that's at minus 300. No, that was 200?
200.
Yeah.
I love how no one's touched the indies column yet. Everyone's scared of it.
That's Mitch's column. AAA for 300.
Okay, I preemptively scratched that out. Good. What is the subtitle for Resident Evil 7?
Resident Evil Biohazard.
That is correct. Well
was
done.
Was that AAA for 300?
Yes.
That was AAA for 300.
I did AAA for 300.
Did you?
Yes.
No, you didn't. You did Controversy for 300.
Did I?
Yep.
Oh.
See,
never
this
mind.
This is fun. All right.
AAA for 400.
AAA for 400.
Oh, boy.
This is like tailored for Jol.
Oh, no.
Which company created the latest Call of Duty game?
Infinity Ward.
No. Sledgehammer.
Hey, I didn't get
to, you mean to throw it out.
Oh, damn it. No one gets any points.
So, man, okay.
You're back down to negative 400.
Sledgehammer?
Yeah, Sledgehammer
games. Yeah, yeah, okay.
I got to make sure not to do that. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
No! That was tailored for Joel as well.
That was one of the ones I actually knew.
I won't give you any points for that. Stuff it. But the next lowest person is Adam. Adam, choose a category.
Esports for 300, please.
Esports for 300. At the Game Awards, which team won Best Esports Team?
SKT.
That is incorrect.
Joel.
Stand by. Sorry, I was going to tell him the answer. Sorry. All right, Joel, what's the answer?
Cloud9.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, thank God.
Leaving the on suspense. Me on suspense. All right. So, Joel, what is your next question?
AAA for 500.
Name the game. A glorious romp through dimensions, collecting jewelry in order to stop a wedding.
What? It's a AAA game.
No, that's thanks. Time is up. Anyone else want to jump on that? Five.
I think I know what it is.
Four.
I wait for the count.
Three. Two. One.
Is it Mario Odyssey?
It is Mario Odyssey.
Ah!
I knew it.
You shouldn't. You didn't answer, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't answer.
Cool. I didn't answer.
You're at negative 100 still. All right, so that's since Joel had the round last. It's still Joel's game.
I'm going to replay AU for 100.
Replay AU for 100. Easy. How many episodes of replay are there?
Oh.
63.
That is correct.
Literally rude and rat.
Thank you so much, whoever updated this.
Okay, next one, Joel.
Replay AU for 200.
200 for Replay AU. What is the name of our sister show?
Live Action Replay.
That's correct.
Oh, God.
He was very close there, too.
Yeah.
200.
Replay AU for 300.
Jordan's like, shh.
This is my bro.
300. You ready?
Yeah.
Who was the first of our Supernova interviews?
No.
All right, I'll open up to the others.
Jordan? Will Friedle.
That is correct.
Woo!
Jordan and Joel are now tied on 200. Adam is on negative 700.
Yeah.
All right, Jordan?
I'm going to go controversy for 200.
Controversy for 200. All right, this is our super special double pointer.
Hi! Here we go.
All right. What is the name of the Metroid game that was remade as a fan game and then pulled by Nintendo and subsequently re-released onto the 3DS?
Was that this year?
Yes.
It won an award.
This year?
It won the video game award for.
Time is up. I'm opening up to the others. Five.
No.
Four. No. Three. Two. One. It was Metroid 2 Samus Returns.
Would you accept it, Metroid 2?
Yes.
So is that negative 400 or 200 still?
Sorry?
Is that negative 400?
He still, he didn't answer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Jordan still has control of the round.
Okay. I will go controversy for 100.
Controversy for 100.
No one wants indie.
What does EA stand for?
Electronic Arts.
That is correct. Oh, yeah. All right. Next one, Jordan.
Indies for 100.
Indies for 100.
He's done it.
This is my favorite question. Hang on, I gotta reset that. What is Shovel Knight's primary weapon?
A shovel.
That's correct. Alright, next question.
Controversy for 400.
Controversy for 400.
This is risky. I'm gonna undo everything.
Okay, you're not allowed to look at your sheets for this. You gotta have your things away.
Oh.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
What is Dr. Disrespect's real name?
Will you accept his first name?
Oh, no. I'm just not answering.
I'm going to open it up to the others.
Will you accept just his first name?
I'm going to open it up to the others.
Will you accept?
Five.
Nope.
Four.
I know his first name.
Three. two, one. His name was Guy Beam.
And I would have gotten Guy. Would you have accepted the first name? I would have accepted Guy. Then tell me the first name. Fight answered, you would have said.
He wants you to take the risk.
Yeah.
He wants you to...
Fight answered, he would have just like narrowed. I was like, I wouldn't accept that, man.
I was going to accept that. You have to say what I've got here, and I've just written Guy, but I've written his last name in brackets. All right, Jordan, still you're in control.
Damn it, I have that.
Not many questions left at this point.
No, I'm going to go Indies for 200.
Indies for 200. Okay. At the Game Awards, which game won Best Independent Game? All right. I'm open up to the others. Five.
Adam,
what's your answer?
Cuphead?
That is correct.
Oh!
I was so not sure of that.
Neither was I.
That would have been the logical answer, though.
I think we had a discussion and people were like, is it really independent game?
Yes. That's why I didn't say which is the best independent game of the year. I'm like, which won this category?
Yeah.
All right, Adam, what's your topic?
Time to reel it back in.
Esports 500.
Which city do the blank Excelsior OWL team belong?
No idea.
Thumbs up. All right. Anyone else want to take that? Five.
I'm not touching this.
Four, three, two. Okay.
You think I'm going to touch that question?
Okay. The answer is the New York Excelsior. Adam, it's still your board.
Esports for 400.
Esports for 400. Okay. I should just give you the points. Which team won the League of Legends Worlds final?
Samsung.
I'm going to give you that, but it was Samsung.
Joel, Samsung Galaxy. Yeah. I'm sorry, I got the points, man. I got the points.
No, I'm making
it. Is that a plus for me?
No. Oh.
I don't know. All the classes just say Samsung. So like,
I know. That's okay. That's why I did that. All right. So that gives Adam again. Still your board, but scores currently are Jordan at 400, Adam at 100, and Joel at 200.
God. At least we're in the positive, right?
Yeah.
Let's go controversy for 500.
Okay, which game developed by Hello Games suffered major controversy due to false promises?
Joel? I'm going to take a stab in the dark here. No Man's Sky?
That is correct.
I was just like, Hello Games, I'm like, I've heard that before, and I just couldn't put it together. I just
heard false promises, and I'm like, yeah, that's No Man's Sky.
Was that this year still? That was
early this year.
Oh.
that was like on running of like how many times was No Man's Sky mentioned in each podcast episode.
And then there's stuff we've covered this year, so technically we have mentioned it.
So we have mentioned it.
Alright, there are three numbers left for indies.
Indie for 500.
Is AAA 500 done?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it's done by Indie.
What game came out this year by the co-creator of Super Meat Boy?
Do you guys know it? Because I don't.
I don't.
Still open. Still open for five, four, three.
You're going to say it and I'm going to hate myself.
One. The answer is The End Is Nigh.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
No. All right. Joel, you still got the board?
Indie for 300.
300. Which game has spawned its own genre whilst still being an alpha as of the writing of this...
You guys know it. I simply don't know it at all.
Adam.
Jordan.
Adam.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
That is correct.
What? I'm quite confused. What was the question?
Which game has spawned its own genre whilst still being an alpha?
But it's not an alpha.
It was as of the writing of this.
Oh, okay. All right.
But it also did spawn... Beep. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
That explains that look Mitch gave me at the start of the show when I was talking about it coming out of Alpha. Yeah. You like raised an eyebrow. Like, oh, really?
I'm like, well, damn. All right, Adam.
I guess I'll have to go 400 for indies.
Are you sure?
All right. In which decade does the game Cuphead take place?
1930s?
That was on the timer.
Is that correct?
I'm going to give that to you, yeah.
Oh!
That was a total stab. I knew it was old school, but I didn't know, like, how
I mean,
old.
I'm lucky I didn't take that question. I was going to say 1960s.
No, I knew, down I knew it was, like, old. I was either going to say 20s or 30s, but I wasn't sure.
Wow. Yeah, I was still at 40 then, so...
Well, there we go.
All right, do you want the final scores?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
All right. I'm calling Adam one.
No. Jordan came last with 400.
I got 700.
Joel got 700 and Adam got 600.
Wow. Ooh. Really
what?
Pulled that back in.
It was that
he went from negative 700.
Well, so why did you lose congratulations, that? Joel.
Because you got that big 500 one.
Yeah, but you were in 200 when you like got both esports things.
Oh, but
he was in negative 200 when he got both esports things.
Yeah.
I thought you were into... Okay,
no. Pull it back from negative 700.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well done. Well done, Joel. That was a... Did you enjoy that? Is that what you wanted?
I did. I tried to keep a tally of the scores.
So did I. Wow. So it's been a big year. That's insane.
Yes. Yeah. Hell of a quiz. I enjoyed that.
I'll have to do that maybe bi-monthly.
A Jeopardy monthly quiz?
Yeah. Do you like the replay Jeopardy?
I do, but I don't know how you're going to pull 20 questions in 1 month.
25 questions.
And 2 months.
2 months. Bi-monthly.
2 months. Okay.
Maybe. We'll see what happens.
I just want its own thing, like you were saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Its own spin-off show.
Spin-off show, Replay Jeopardy.
Oh, that would be great. That would be really good. Speaking of winners, do we want to cover the Game Awards?
Yes, we
results
do.
Of our yes. guessing?
So, yes.
So, I don't know which one of you filled this through, and I had not seen the Game Awards. So
I filled it in.
All right, I'm going to leave it to Joel.
I watched it live.
How was it?
There were a few moments in there that were... questionable. I suppose we'll start with those, like with the highlights that actually happened.
Okay. Yeah.
So one of the highlights, Jordan wrote down the highlights here, and it was the guy who disliked the Oscars, more or less.
That's a kind way of saying that.
Yes. Yeah, the developer of A Way Out.
Yes.
I don't even know what that game is.
It's really cool. It's the split-screen prison escape game. We saw it last year.
Oh, yeah.
E3. Oh, yeah, I know the one you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And yeah, he came, like, he seems like a very, I don't know, what's my word here?
Eccentric.
Yes, eccentric and
he really... reminded me lots of Tommy Wiseau from The Room. Like, even the accent and the hair just the...
Very, very similar. Just very passionate, I will say, about his work. And yeah, he got on the show and he... kind of took control of the show took over from the host, and he kind of couldn't do anything. He lost control of the situation.
Yeah, he was a bad host to let that happen, I have to admit.
Yeah,
there was nothing he could do because every single time he tried to wrap him up and he tried to move on with the entire show.
Yeah,
but he's like, no, let me just 10 minutes of your time, just wait, let me.
Yeah,
and then he just went on with like. F you Oscars, when you said the word. He just swore his head off. He was like,
off the camera.
Exactly. Yeah.
He was like, he was talking about how much better the VGAs were compared to the Oscars.
Yeah.
And he was saying, you know, this is heaps better, you know,
but
screw
you
the
don't,
Oscars.
You don't say one thing is better by putting the other thing down.
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
And then he also went on to talk about EA, and which happens, he's part of the Way Out is part of the EA Originals program. So he wasn't like bad mouthing EA. He was talking about the microtransactions things, and he's like, you know what, developers they screw up sometimes.
Yeah,
they make bad decisions that I guess they're trying to do. They think they're doing the right thing, and it doesn't work out for them. And he was like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in the long run, man. There's the Way Out. He's like, it's an amazing game. He's like, I don't care if you don't think you'll like this game. Everyone has to give this game a chance because they will love it no matter who they are. No matter what. So that's how passionate he is about this game, he thinks.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, he thinks every single person on the planet...
needs to play his game.
Yeah. I give him credit. Like, he was passionate. But yeah, he just kind of took control of the show.
So do you think he's going to be invited back next year?
Probably. I think he'll be back, but he'll just... probably have a talking to before he goes on stage.
So, how does this compare to the stuff up we saw in E3 with the guy that didn't know who?
Oh, I'm a YouTuber.
That's way worse.
Yeah. This guy actually knew what he was saying.
Yeah.
Like, he had set out in his head what he wanted to say.
This is why I love game industry television.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
But, yeah, it was definitely a lot better than that situation. It was entertaining nonetheless, really.
Mm. It was because it was out of the blue. No one expected some guy to just swear, flip the bird off the camera, and just
it's so weird go to off see. His head.
Because you can see the host behind him, his head was low, but smiling, as I'm like, oh, I've lost it. It's just gone now.
Yeah. He's like, I can imagine this. Job. He would have had the earpiece, like, producers yelling in his ear, like, get him off the stage. Yeah. Time's and
why
up, man.
Why would the director not cut away? Like, that's the thing. Normally you have...
Yeah, true. Because they were playing a game clip. They were showing off gameplay of The Way Out. And I figured, they could have just dropped all the audio and faded to that clip.
Because it was the pre-show, though. That was the issue. Because they had the counter in the top right counting down. So the host was delivering the pre-show, who was the winners and stuff, and certain categories, getting some developers in.
Yep.
So there was kind of no way to cut out from that.
Yeah.
That's where they were kind of forced and just stuck.
Okay. I didn't realize that was... I couldn't remember that being in the pre-show.
Yeah.
Do you think it got them better ratings, though? Like, more people would have, like, watched clips of
I'll watch it again next year.
Yeah.
Just like, for that kind of stuff,
Better tune in, something juicy might happen again.
Yeah, exactly. But then there's also the fear that they're going to start scripting that kind of stuff. But it was fun. There was also the Fortnite incident.
So explain this one to me, because I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, so I watched the clip before we came in today, just so it was fresh. The host was asking the Fortnite developer. He said, cross-platform has been a thing for Fortnite, and then it got taken away. Is it going to be coming back anytime soon? And the Fortnite guy was kind of like, look. And then the audience just started laughing. And he's like, gamers want crossplay. We want to give it to them at Epic. We want to do everything we can to give them crossplay, but due to console restrictions, it's just not possible at the moment. So it was pretty big call out to Sony.
Yeah. Pretty much,
because I think Xbox and Switch have openly embraced this with Rocket League and games like that.
And it runs really, really well.
Yeah.
I'm surprised at how well crossplay is working across the platforms that are that different.
Mm. Yeah. I still want to try Rocket League with you on my PC just so I can
say you do need to buy it for the Switch. I'm not.
I need to buy a lot of games for the Switch, but it's not going to be happening anytime soon.
I know.
The last highlight that I want to point out was they showed more of Death Stranding.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Which, in my mind, looked far worse than whatever we've ever seen before. By worse, I mean, like, I don't know what's...
Horrifying.
I don't understand what's happening in the entire... is it a game? Is it a cutscene or just movies? I don't understand what's happening with babies and invisible monsters eating people. And
It looks really intriguing, though.
I will be getting it.
Yeah. You're, like, zoomed in on Norman Reedus' mouth. You get down his stomach, inside his throat.
Yeah.
And then you see a baby, just like, thumbs up. And then zoom back out. There's a baby inside of him, for some reason. And then they got Norman Reedus and Hideo Kojima is he the creator of it?
Yeah.
Hideo Kojima. On stage.
Yeah.
And just like, Norman Reedus was just like, I don't even know what's happening.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Yeah. Yeah, that was another interesting part of the show for me too, because they came on and they were talking like they were best friends, but they were so awkward with each other. So I don't know if it was just a language barrier.
Might have been scripted, most likely.
Yeah.
All right. So on to the actual winner of the Game Awards with the whole thing. Did you want me to go over what each category and who won for the categories?
No, we don't need to. We can just kind of, if there's anything interesting in the winners you want to point out.
Was there
out,
any surprises?
The main one where a lot of us, there were three categories that none of us actually picked, and it was the winner of.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can quickly find it. It was the Hellblade, Sonya's Sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Three categories. None of us picked, but it won. It won for best audio, best performance, and a...
Yeah, the best performance threw me for a loop, because I now want to go play that game.
Did Laura Bailey win?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then it also won best game for impact as well.
Ooh.
What other games were in that category?
For which one?
The impact.
It had Please Knock on My Door, Night in the Woods, Life is Strange Before the Storm, Bury Me in My Love, and What Remains of Edith Finch.
Okay.
Interesting. So, yeah.
Thank you for this.
That totally wasn't audible at all.
So I'll just go over the winners. So there were 28 categories.
Yeah.
And the winners are is from last to first. So Jordan won with 10. Adam with 11. Me with 13. And then Mitch with 14 points.
Wonderful.
It I lost everything today. I lost the quiz. I lost the video game awards.
As long as I don't come last, I'm happy.
I'm very surprised because that shouldn't have happened.
It was a close one when I was doing the tallies, but you were taking the lead by like an early start where Jordan, Adam, and I picked something random and you were just, for some reason, spot on for like four or five categories in a row. I was like, this looks
like, the injustice stuff. And
because I know like a landslide, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just went with stuff I've played. I guess that means I have a critical eye for games, or I don't like bad games.
Well, you only really play stuff on the Switch at the moment.
Yeah.
So I guess
the Switch did clean up.
Yeah, it did. It had a lot of good, good content. I think they focused purely on the quality of their games a lot more rather than quantity. I feel like.
Yeah, that's changing now. Have you had a look at the eStore?
Yeah, I've had a look around, yeah.
It's a lot of stuff. Enter the Gungeon came out 2 days ago.
On what?
On the Switch.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and multiplayer with individual Joy-Con. Yeah.
Yes, I've never please played get this that game. Game.
It's
is it kind of like Dungeon Bros?
A little bit.
Don't compare
it to it is the same genre, so it's a top-down shooter dungeon crawler.
Yeah, I'll just play that when
it's Binding of Isaac, yes. It is. I love the game.
It's great.
I've played it so many hours.
Wow.
Almost platinumed it. I just can't do a certain thing, but I love
it. But now I can play it.
Hey, you can play it. And now we can play it multiplayer. Now I need to get a damn Switch.
Everyone needs to get a Switch.
Yes, Adam.
It's on the list. But it'll probably happen
at the bottom of the list, but it's on there.
It'll probably be the same thing with the Wii U. Like, I got the Wii U maybe like 3 years too late, and then like a year later or 2 years later the Switch came out.
I did that too. I got the Wii U last Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
So I thought you had it for so much longer.
No, I hadn't.
I thought so too.
But we were playing it before last Christmas. I think you meant two Christmases ago.
It might have been two Christmases ago.
Were we?
Yeah, when we're doing gameplays and stuff.
Yeah, last Christmas was board games.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I have themes. This one's music. Okay. It's weird.
Just rotate through.
Yeah. It's great,
every 3 years.
So we want to cover the controversy topic?
The Doctor Disrespect.
The disrespect.
The disrespectful Doctor.
The disrespectful Doctor did something disrespectful.
He did, yeah.
Which doesn't actually seem
surprising.
Also,
his name is written here.
It is.
Yes. It is. I literally copied and pasted most of this.
Oh,
so
no.
When you did say typed like, it. When you said don't go through the script anymore, I was like, yeah, I just won't touch that anymore.
Yeah.
I should have. I really should have. I should have just said guy. Anyways, take it away.
Yeah, so for anyone who doesn't know, Dr. Disrespect is a video game streamer with 1.4 million followers.
Mm-hmm.
And recently shocked the community after breaking down on a live stream where he made a confession about cheating on his wife.
So was the stream only to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think something had happened at his home and he realized that he's got to take a break from streaming and he just wanted to let everyone know, be completely honest.
Yeah.
Which I can give him credit for.
Mm. So how long was the actual like live stream on Twitch? Was it only just like he turned it on for 10 minutes? You know,
He turned it off and did like a countdown or something. Whatever they do, like coming back soon,
Like a pre-show thing.
Yeah, and then did that, and then
signed
then just off.
Turned it off. So it was like really quick. Okay,
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know. It was a bit. I think it shocked a lot of people who are really following him. He plays mostly PUBG, from what I understand. I haven't seen him play anything else.
H1Z1 is another one. Yeah.
But he was also awarded Trending Gamer at the Game Awards.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, he said he's taking some time away to help work on his marriage and family life after being unfaithful. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's pretty...
He did seem pretty shaken up from the video you were
playing. Yeah, he was visibly upset.
He was truthful on it.
Yeah.
Like, he had his hat down so you could barely see, like, his face, like,
And does he ever stream without his get up on?
No,
that's why I said to Joel, like, if he's not wearing the headset, something's wrong.
He doesn't have the hair, doesn't have the headset,
no sunnies.
So it was quite a shock to actually see him
come
out.
Well, the way I see it, Dr. Disrespect's a character.
Yes.
And that's what he, I guess, does, and I don't want to speak for him here, but I don't know when this all happened. You know, it's so much we can't know or say.
And this happening along the same time as big Hollywood celebrities getting sexual allegation stuff. It kind of brings back the idea of internet celebrities as much in the public eye as film.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a bit scary, and it just made me think that maybe he got lost in that character a little bit, and he did something he shouldn't have. Or
so is that what the character's like? Because I've not seen any Dr. Disrespect.
Well, yes, the character is like that.
He is very confident, I think.
Yeah.
Very macho, very confident, very I don't give a damn about anything.
Yeah, I'm the best at everything. Yeah, that's the character. Right. But
With this, do you think what he's done coming out and giving this video, do you think it's right for him to come out and post this video? Or he should have just left it
in the dark? I think he didn't know what to do. Well, and thought this would be a good start.
Because do you think if he had said, as in like, I have some personal issues I need to take, I'm going to take time off of streaming, I'm sorry, but then that's all I got to do. Do you think that would have been a better thing to say?
Yeah.
Rather than saying, I've cheated on my wife, I just can't stream, I got to work with my family.
It's hard, but...
I think he's done it in a very professional manner, to be honest.
Yeah, I think as a fan, you'd want to know why he stopped.
Very transparent.
Like, personal issues is so broad, it could be anything.
But that's the thing.
Does he have cancer? What the hell's wrong with him?
that's the issue, because he's came out with this statement. How do you go back into streaming when your fans know you've cheated? Your family knows you've cheated and all that stuff. Everyone knows you've cheated.
Yeah.
He's going to have this, like in-game names and stuff and comments saying what he's done is wrong and all that stuff. How do you recover from something like that?
I honestly think he'll be fine. He might take a little dent in his followers, but at the end of the day, people aren't watching to watch... What's his name? Guy. They're watching to watch Dr. Disrespect.
But it's still Guy. So even though he's putting in this persona and he's acting as Dr. Disrespect, you would still feel some kind of emotion if someone just said, you've cheated, you've unfaithful to your wife, why are you still doing this?
Mm-hmm.
You'd still be pretty hurt.
I honestly think this is probably the best way he could have handled this. I get having to go out and be... Because this not only shows that he's serious about fixing this, and like he said here, like the quote, I apologize to you guys, my sponsors and Twitch. This is not who I am, and this is not what I represent. So he's definitely wanting to save face, because if this had leaked after saying, I've just got to take some time off.
That sounds worse.
Yeah.
Much worse. It's better to be completely transparent, go, this is what's happened. I'm making steps to fix this. Be patient with me. I'm so sorry. I will be back, but... let's just take this one step at a time.
Yep.
And that has also shown his family that he's also serious about it, because he gave up he's given up his Twitch wage.
Yeah.
Which is...
He's given up his career.
Yeah.
Well, because this is video
He's
evidence.
Put his career on hold. We don't know...
If she says no to this...
Yeah.
He's just came out and said that, yes, I have cheated on you. Yes. I've been unfaithful to you.
Yeah.
That's video evidence right there.
You're assuming malicious intent.
Yeah.
He's clearly showing he does not...
That's what he's showing, yes.
Yeah.
But what is his wife thinking? He has a child and everything. And what's to say what's going to happen with the family?
Exactly.
So as much as I'm saying this can go horrible for him, I don't know how his family react or how his friends will react.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean...
I think that's all up to him, I guess. It's like, that's his issue now.
If John Tron came back, surely he will.
Yeah, like I don't think...
I think admitting severe racism is worse than...
Is it really?
I don't know. It's different.
Maybe this day and age, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, look how much, like, PewDiePie got in trouble for saying the N-word.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, that blew up more than, you know, any sort of, like, sexual assault charges.
But I feel like this is a lot more
this
serious
isn't assault,
because of this whole...
This is infidelity.
Yeah. So right? I feel like that's probably less. Like, you know, less worse than...
This is more... catastrophic for him personally, but his branding will not suffer as much.
Yeah. Like, you think about how many sports stars go through this rubbish, and it's just...
It's over in 3 weeks.
Yeah, like, or a month later, they're back on the field. Well, they probably don't even leave the field, sports stars. They keep playing anyway. But, because, at the end of the day, it doesn't impact them physically or anything. It's just...
Impacts them emotionally, more or less.
Yeah, emotionally, and it's a bad decision they've made.
And he's admitted it, which is an excellent step. I think
because I look at this very similar to I want to put him on the level of Tiger Woods, but it's very similar.
Yeah.
To that situation where, I guess Tiger Woods was worse because I think he got caught out.
He got caught out. This guy has admitted to it. Yeah. Like, this is actually a really positive thing to do, the way he's gone about it.
Yeah. And I think it's so crazy that I'm comparing this guy to Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods is doing it on purpose. What do you have, like 24? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Whereas this guy said, oh, you know, it was a mistake. You know, it was one time. I didn't, you know.
That and
he's definitely not in the same ballpark whatsoever.
I don't think that 1.4 million people watch golf.
No, true. That is true. And a lot of more people probably care about Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods' scandal than this, I guess.
Yeah. Like, this is small fish, but it's interesting to see this starting to crop up in the industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I think, like, not to, I guess, crap talk about him all the time, but it's just interesting from our point of view that this kind of stuff is starting to happen, that they have.
And he's handling it better than what Kevin Spacey did. Jeez.
Kevin Spacey's just completely done. That new movie that's coming out, right? Yeah. He was, like, digitally removed, or just removed from the movie altogether.
Was he? Good.
Yeah.
And he was a main character.
He was. He was the main character of the actual film.
That's great. But, yeah, no, I think it's good to see this come and be resolved the way it has.
If he comes back from this, I'll be surprised.
Yeah?
But I
really would doubt. Be too, but it's a good thing.
Do you honestly think he won't come back?
Look, I think he would try. But I don't think he would have the same level of...
Depends how long.
He might come back as something different. Maybe he won't be streaming.
He is a character streamer.
Yeah.
But the way he reacted was, like... You see highlights on YouTube that were, like, months and months ago.
Yeah.
He looked great. He was hilarious to watch and stuff.
Yeah.
But if you watch him in the streams now, he's more... focused, more serious, more...
He's actually trying to win the game all the time.
He's not... Yeah. As energetic and as hyped as what he was. So I feel like something has happened, meaning this.
Yeah.
And because this has happened...
It's affected his character.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think his character will be as good as what it was.
We might not see Dr. Disrespect come back, but we still might see Guy come back.
Yeah.
But that won't work, though. People go to see Dr. Disrespect. You don't see Guy.
But, yeah, like in the same way I said before, they're coming for the character. There's also the hardcore fans that just like him. And follow him no matter what he does. Like, sure, he'll take...
And this is a good thing. Like, I don't think it's... We shouldn't be being mad at him for doing this.
No.
And people shouldn't...
That's his own...
Yeah.
His own thing to deal with.
I mean, yes, it's a very, very public place to do that.
Yeah.
But I think it's a really... It's showing to everyone that he values his marriage and his wife more than he does his career.
Yeah.
Which is a very commendable thing.
Yeah.
I agree.
There you go.
I do agree.
Yeah. Dr. Disrespect.
So streamers are now... Yeah, don't disrespect Dr. Disrespect.
Oh, gosh.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow, so we're going to see a lot more streamers becoming the level of celebrities.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the crazy thing that I got out of all this is that people are actually at that celebrity state now, where gaming's that big that people actually care about this kind of stuff, like all this magazine gossip
crap,
stuff. Yeah. But yeah,
cool.
So that's that. I have no idea how long we've been going for. So
it's getting close to hour and 15.
Hour and 14.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We've been going a while.
Wow. Yeah, he had me there. He was like, yeah, it's getting close to an hour.
Yeah.
And 14.
Cool.
So good. It was a good show, and it's been a good year.
Yeah, it has been a good year.
Any memorable moments, any highlights you'd remember yourself of this entire year?
Making him interview Will Friedle, not knowing who he is.
We're not supposed to talk about that. Now I really know. I know a lot about Will Friedle.
You do.
Yeah. I do.
Because it hit you midway through the interview. Well, Friedel.
No, and making him play Magic, that was fun too.
Oh, Magic the Gathering. Supernova was a fun thing. It was a shame that we all couldn't go.
Yeah.
We will definitely attempt next year.
Yeah. I want to. 100%.
Yeah. Yep. There's countless moments. I just remember laughing at silly things we say. I don't remember the exact things we said, but
I really like yelling at Joel about Call of Duty.
And now I like the heated discussion topics between you and I, Mitch. It's just it gets
serious. Me and Adam sit in the corner with the popcorn and
I'm just throwing the occasional question in there. Just get low. Just like, I don't want to be a part of this.
When it starts to die down, we're just like throw some more, you know, firewood on the fire.
Oh dear.
Oh gosh.
It's great. So we will be back next year.
Yep.
Don't know what date yet, so you'll have to check on Facebook and Twitter and stuff.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. And if you like it via podcast or Facebook or Twitch or whatever, let us know. We really don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. We're 63 episodes in and we still don't know what the hell we're doing.
Yeah, I think that's... But the fact we've got 63 is insane.
It's a good number. Yeah. It's a good amount.
Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good.
But yeah, that's the end of the show.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Replayer, your individual Twitters, which mine is at Joel's Voice.
I'm at Jordan Do Things.
I'm at Nimble Mimble.
And I'm at Adam X Late.
And Merry Christmas.
Remember to go to our Discord, which is at TinyRel.
Yes, we should do some Christmas Discord stuff.
/replayeru.
Christmas, I'm lost.
So we'll just play games over Christmas and talk about shit on Discord.
Mainly just join us on Discord and we'll play games. Because one I would like to play is Ultimate Chicken Horse again.
Yeah.
Because it got an update.
Did it?
New maps, new traps, new character.
Ooh.
Okay.
You know, you can play an elephant now.
Wonderful.
Lovely. I'm in. Okay. Let's do this. Cool. All right. See you next year.
See you next year.
Bye.
Bye.